Elul. Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. Elul, it's the name of the month. Elul represents connection between the Jewish people and God. Ani Ledodi, I was made, I am to my beloved, a Jew was created to do that his eye should be connected Ledodi with God. Vidodi li, and God reveals his love to the Jewish people. God's beloved is the Jew, and the Jew is created in order to connect with God. Elul is a month where the human being works on their relationship with God. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Ani ledodi, vidodi li. Through a person doing Torah mitzvot, he brings down the blessings from God, the love from God to the Jewish people. Why? So there's two ways to connect, that God connects with the Jewish people. Either Ani Ledodi, the Jewish people connect to God, and then Dodi Li, and then God connects back, or the other way around. But when you are the instigator, when a person serves, when a person connects because they're the pursuer, the one trying to build the relationship, it's much more powerful, much more potent. And therefore, in Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, we work on Ani Ledodi, I am connecting with God. It's true that if we're not in a good place, God will connect back. God will wake us up. But in Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, we try to wake ourselves up. We try to connect with God. We try to be the pursuer in the relationship, the one trying to reach out and connect with God. It's also a promise. If I try to connect with God, Dodi Li, God promises I will connect back. When I try to connect with godliness, with spirituality, with doing Torah and mitzvot, automatically Hashem connects back. God promises, I will not push you away. La'idach mimenu nidach, I will never push you away. One of the month of Elul has a lot of different acronyms that are connected with the letters Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. One of them is Ashira la Hashem Vayomru Lemer. We sing to God and we said, saying. It was said, when was it said? It was said at the splitting of the sea. And it references the time of the final redemption, the time of Mashiach. When a person serves Hashem in a way of Ani Ledodi, I am connecting to God, because God wants to have a relationship with the Jewish people so that God can have a home here, then what happens is, then it's Ashira La Hashem Vayomru Lemer. When a person connects with Hashem, then it brings down that the person will bring redemption not only to themselves but to the entire world. When a person wants to connect with Hashem, they have to make this accounting, a self-accounting. What's the accounting that they need to make? It's the end of the year, it's tax season, whatever it is. They need to connect with Hashem. So how do you do that? You need to calculate, what did I do right, what did I do wrong? So he needs to say, how did I try to connect to God throughout the year? What did I do to make the world a better place this year? He also has to ask himself, where did I go beyond what I'm comfortable with? What did I do in that realm to connect, to make the world a better place? Not only what did I do that I have to do, what did I do that's beyond what is in the technical responsibilities that I have to do? And even if he did well in both, how did I connect my body and my soul? What did I do spiritually? What did I do physically? And through that, he also has to make a calculation and say, what did I do to bring redemption to the world? So when he makes these calculations, number one, what did I do that I have to do? What did I do that's beyond what I have to do? And how did I connect my spiritual and physical, that they weren't separate entities, but they were one unified whole? then he could connect and say, if I've done all three and I do them properly, then I can reveal in the world a new reality, a reality of redemption, a reality where the world is a place where God can feel comfortable. There are five official acronyms for the month of El. One of them is Ish Lireehu Umatanot Levyonim, Ish Lireehu Matanos Levyonim, where it's a man is to his friend and he gives gifts to those who are needy. So there's two edges of this. Reehu, his friend. Who's a friend? Someone who is on your same spiritual level. Evyonim, someone who's poor, is someone who he, it says in Rashi, in Parshas Kisetze, Evyon hu hatoev l'chal davar, a poor person is someone who has a desire for everything. Something, anything, he just doesn't have any self-control. So Ish L'Re'eu is that in the month of Elul, we give the ability for everyone, someone who is on the highest spiritual level, that they're equal on our to our level of Torah and Mitzvot, and someone who is the lowest level of spirituality, we give the power to both of them that they could connect. A person who's considered a friend is connected with learning Torah. When a person learns Torah, he's called a friend of God. Says Kol HaKorah V'Shona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korah V'Shona Kenegdo, a person who reads and studies, God reads and studies opposite them. A friend. You sit, you learn together, you're friends. The concept of a poor person is someone who's accepting. It is what it is. He doesn't enjoy it. He's poor. He just has what he needs. He accepts that God is in charge. Kabbalat Ol. He accepts the yoke of heaven. So in Elul, it shows that Elul is the ability to learn Torah for everyone, and the ability as well to, for everybody to both study Torah and everybody to accept the yoke of heaven and recognize that we need to be subservient to God. Another acronym of the month of Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, Ina Liyado Vesamti Lach, which talks about the cities of refuge. And the Torah, again, brings a person who, God forbid, involuntarily, by mistake, killed someone. It says that you should give a place where the person can escape. Person can escape. Where's he? Who's he escaping from? In Judaism, there's a thing called a pursuer. When a relative is killed, even by mistake, another relative is able to avenge the blood, unless the person is in a safe haven, unless the person is in an ir miklat, in a city of refuge. And then there's a court case, etc., etc. So, Ina Liyadev Samti Lach is not the first words in the verse. Ina Liyadev, he did it by mistake, and therefore you give a city of refuge so that he can escape. V'samti lach. Why? Why? Why does Elul talk about a person in the month of Elul? Why are we hinting to a person who killed someone? And someone who killed by mistake? And what does the ir miklat have to do with the month of Elul? One of the reasons is because when you make a mistake, even when you make a mistake, you need to atone for that mistake. How do you atone for such a mistake? Through exile. What does it mean, exile? What does it mean in our situation? When a person makes a calculation of how their life has been, and he realizes he made mistakes, he didn't follow on the path of God, he took away life, he took away blood, he spilled blood on some level, God forbid, not in the real sense, but he removed energy from godliness. You hurt someone. You hurt God. You've made a fracture in your relationship. Person doesn't want to be disconnected from God. Person doesn't want to have spiritual apathy. In the month of Elul, there's a city of refuge. We exile our ego. We separate ourselves from our self-absorption. As God told Abraham, go out from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, from all the things that you're used to, from the things that you want to do, and all the things that you've calculated that this is who I am and I can't change it, and escape to a place where you can rest, where you can connect with God and change who you are. And then the exile helps us. Why do we use the example of exile? There's other ways of atoning. The reason we use exile is because anyone can escape to exile. Anyone can escape from their limited perspective, from the disconnection, from the lack of connection with God, and find a place where they can reconnect. The month of Elul, we enhance our Torah study. It's the month that Moses was on the mountain to get the second tablets. So we increase in our Torah study, and we increase in our prayer. Even Torah scholars who spend all their days studying in the month of Elul, they add in their prayers. It's not that we don't want to study more. Of course, you increase in your Torah study as well. But we also want to connect and pray more. The month of Elul, we make a calculation, just like any other business person does at least once a year. You make a calculation in your profit and loss, in your balance sheet, and you think about each thing, each day, each week, each month that passed. You try to figure out and say, what did I do? Did I fill my days properly? In the month of Elul, the 13 attributes of mercy, the energy of God, is much more present. And we're able to make a calculation to not worry. Even if our balance sheet says that there's some losses, our profit and loss says there's some losses, we know that we have a benefactor, God, who's willing to help us out to get us to be profitable. The Rambam writes that we should increase in our giving of charity during the month of Elul. And he says the last letters of Ani Lidodi, Vidodi Li, each one ends with the letter Yud. The number Yud is the numerical value of 10. 10 times 4 is 40. He says these 40 days we increase in our charity. During the month of Elul, everyone's connected because everyone is increasing in their self-analysis, and they're doing more teshuvah, and they're doing more prayer. So everyone's interconnected in the month of Elul, everyone's giving more charity, so everyone's united. The Arizal says that Elul is the Rosh Tevis Ina Liyadei V'Samti Lach, the one we mentioned about the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. He says in the month of Elul, is like a place that we can escape from anything. He says, just like in the city of refuge, you have to make public, make known, there's a place of refuge a person can escape, so too, in the month of Elul, we need to make known that there's a place where a person can escape. A person can escape from their self-existence and escape and reach a place where they could do more. Elul is that dot, that pintalayid, that's for the whole year. It's that little bit, the five things a person could connect. The Jewish people, Ani, with God, Dodi, through doing Torah and mitzvos. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Another acronym from the month of Elul is O L'Rasha V'O L'Shcheinoi. Oy, woe is to the evil person and woe is to his neighbor. Now, why would we say that that is the month of Elul? Why? That doesn't seem nice. But when a person makes a mistake or someone gets hurt, they say, oy! Oy! It's so painful. Ow! Ouch! So when a person breaks the evil that's within them, it causes that also his neighbor should also start working. When a person says, oi, I made mistakes and I need to do better in the future, it creates an energy around them that the people around them also say, oi, I need to do better. Another acronym for the month of Elul is Aron, Luchos, Veshivrei Luchos. The Aron, the Ark, Luchos, the tablets, Veshivrei Luchos, and the broken parts of the tablets. One of the explanations that's given is Aron veLuchos, this is Torah. Shivrei Luchos, the broken tablets, are Teshuvah. And they're both put in the Aron, they're both put in the Ark, that the Ark is higher than calculation, it's higher than existence. And therefore, when a person learns Torah and does tshuva in the month of Elul, it needs to be in a place that comes from the depths of their soul. Not just I have to do it, but something that comes from a deep, deep place. The Ark, something which is beyond nature. And that creates a real powerful energy. The month of Elul as well, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. The word in Hebrew for no is lo. The word in Hebrew for to him is also lo. But one is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Aleph, and one is spelled Lamed, Vav. So I'm going to show you, if you look at it, if you look at the paper, see if this will work. There you go, here's the paper. So you have Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. So Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Aleph, which spells the word lo two times. Lo, no, and lo to him. These are two levels in serving, in the service of the Jewish people. First thing is, no, I don't exist. I'm not, my ego's not present. And then it's low, it's to him, I exist. If I don't exist, then my existence is real. Then my existence is relevant. If my existence is about me, then what is my existence worth? The Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, says it comes from low and low. Low comes from the level of Keter, the highest level, very, very high level, which is even higher than the the energy of God before he concealed himself into worlds, from Keter, from the crown. And lo, to him, shows on how God is in the world, how God brings godliness into the world. In the month of Elul, God shares his 13 attributes of mercy from above the world, where what we do isn't super relevant. It's deeper than that. And it brings it into the world, into Lo, into Ze'er Anpin. In the month of Elul, we fix the past, Lo, and we prepare for the future, the other Lo. In Elul, we connect our fixing of the past and our choices for the future. By fixing the past, we're able to change that the future is a different future. We mentioned that the king is in the field in the month of Elul. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. The king is in the field. The king is reaching out. The king is smiling. He's welcoming people. People from the city and people from the field. He's welcoming everyone. God wants to live not only in his high perch, in his palace, but he wants to be relevant to the person in this world. He wants to be comfortable in the world. He goes out to the field so that we can welcome him and become friends with him so that he will be relevant in our daily lives. God doesn't hang out in the synagogue. God hangs out in our homes. God hangs out in a bar. God hangs out in a hair salon. God hangs out everywhere. God is everywhere. God isn't only relevant when we're in synagogue. God is relevant when we're in our homes. God is relevant wherever we are, whatever we do, God is relevant in our businesses. But in order for God to be relevant in all these places, we need to welcome him. We need to have a relationship with him that makes him relevant. How do we make God relevant? By us welcoming him. God can't make himself relevant in our worlds. That's a dictator. God wants to be a king. He wants to be royalty. He wants it to be a two-way deal. He wants it to be a relationship where we ask him to become king. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't work in the month of Elul. We should work. We should reveal the 13 attributes of mercy in our work, in our daily life. He's in the field. He's not in the palace. During the month of Elul, God goes out into the field so that we build a relationship that when he goes home, when he goes back into his palace, we come with him because we're friends. So that the whole year, we're in a relationship with God. And you need to do such things with joy. And at the same time, you need to make a real calculation. It's a balancing act. It's always a balancing act. Joy, and at the same time, making a real calculation, which might cause some bitterness. I made some mistakes. But in a real relationship, you're able to say, I made a mistake and I feel bad. If there's no relationship, then you don't say, I feel bad. And when you say, I feel bad, it's meaningless. So God wants us to build that relationship throughout the month of Elul. One, in a way of joy, in a way that we're giving energy to God and he's giving energy to us and our relationship becomes real and meaningful. And by us doing our part in the month of Elul, God does his part and gives additional energy, bringing us to a place where we are blessed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with an amazing year, a year of goodness, a year of revealed good. And with that, that is the month of Elul, a quick overview in a nutshell.